few minutes to go here with our guests, Bill O'Donnell, president of the Central Ontario Standard Bred Association, and Jim Wellwood, board member of the Ontario Standard Bred Association, here on the Bill Kelly Show on AM 900 CHML, and you're watching on Cable 14. Let's go to the phones and talk to Dave. Dave, thanks for holding on. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, just a quick question, Jamie. Can our gentleman, I'm pretty sure the Wellwood family, that's a dynasty in the horse racing world. I recall, 10, 20 years ago, seeing the Wellwood name as trainers and drivers. But I was curious if they could share what's changed before the horse track industry was running without slot support. How did it work then? And was there government support at that time versus today and their dependent appearance to have some dependency on that? If they could comment on that, I'd appreciate it.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for the call is right. The best way perhaps to understand it is to, I just recall a set of numbers from Grand River Raceway up in Elora, relatively new facility. They give away about $8 million a year in purses, and their season runs from May to October. $6 million of that is derived from slot revenue, $2 million from parimutuel wagering. So without slots, that $8 million will be shrunk back to about $2 million. If you have a $10,000 claimer going for $8,000 each week as a purse, mm-hmm. that new purse will be in the area of $2,000 instead of $8,000.
Got an email here from Jeff, who's saying that he's tuned in a bit late, but he mentions here about big major U.S. casinos frothing at the mouth to get in the province of Ontario. And he says that, Ontario is now the second largest gambling area outside of Las Vegas. And the casinos, of course, are dying. The American casinos are dying to get a piece of this and are paying the government to do so. Can you guys talk a little bit about that? How casinos are, these big U.S. casinos want to come in here and take all the money out of Canada without paying much tax revenue. I mean, this is, again, another example of how this government is so misguided in this whole thing.
Like the MGMs or the in the Caesars, you hear that, are thinking about coming in and bidding for a casino. They first of all their head offices and whatnot will be, all the money profit will go back to the United States. So how that's going to help the Ontario government, I have no idea. But it's going to hurt taking money away from the horse people, the racetracks, the municipalities. I don't know where it's going to end, but, for them to come in and run the whole thing, maybe that's their idea, is just wash their hands of it and let a big casino company.
We've got a history of doing that, right? We sold off an entire highway that this province paid for to build. And it goes on and on. I mean, let's give it all away. Here's Bruce. Hi, go ahead, Bruce.
Yes, hi, guys. I know you're short on time, so I'll try to make this quick. I live in Grimsby, and the McGuinty government has already cut off our hospital that we were supposed to be getting a brand new one because of funding issues. And I'm wondering whether or not there's any relationship to this, to the fact that there's no representation for Liberal representatives in either the cabinet or them, that they don't care about it because they're not going to get the votes again in the next election.
What a cynical perspective, Bruce, and it happens to be mine exactly.
Yeah.
Good question. Thanks for the call. What do you think?
Well, Bruce, that hospital you were going to get at Grimsby and I think St. Catharines area, you'll now have to go to Windsor to go to that hospital, that $2 billion one that Minister Duncan's going to give the city of Windsor now.
The question I have for each of you guys as we kind of wrap up the segment is, you're each involved personally in this industry. How are you making out? What are your days like, Jim Wellwood, for example? What are your days like?
Well, they're kind of depressing. I have a small training facility outside of Ancaster, and I've certainly put any plans of renovating and expanding on hold until the uncertainty leaves us. I know other trainers, some of whom we've lost already, a couple are going back to Australia because of the uncertainty. One's already gone back west. Anybody that's thinking about buying horses at the sales in September and October is just not. They're putting all their plans on hold. So It's a terrible feeling. It's just the uncertainty of what's coming down the road that's troubling.
Bill?
Well, my day's been quite busy. You know, I said this, you know, I thought this was a full-time job, and I get nothing to do between midnight and 8 in the morning here the last couple of 3 months. But it's more, answering questions, and you don't have any answers other than what they did is what they did, and we have to sit tight, and you have to be patient. It's very hard for people to do that.
And this is, again, as we look at this thing, time is a huge enemy here. I mean, the Liberal government is obviously the enemy, but time is the enemy. These guys, this government did not give the horse people enough time or even close to enough notice that this was coming, number one. And number two, now as business operators, you know it's going to take God knows how long to get things resolved, if they can be resolved with the government. It's going to take you a long time, and every day and every minute that it takes is slowly killing your business. Right. Really quickly, how can people listening to this program help if they want to help? What do they need to do? Call their MPP and raise cane?
I think so. That's what we've been kind of recommended to do with our PR firm, and we've done tons and tons and tons of that. And the more input the MPPs get or complaints, knowledge that people know what's going on, can do nothing but help.
All right. Bill O'Donnell, president of the Central Ontario Standard Bred Association, and Jim Wellwood, director of the Ontario Standard Bred Association. Thanks very much, guys, for being here this morning and getting us up to date. We'll stay in touch.
Thanks, Jamie.
Thanks, Jamie.
All right. We'll come back after the news here on the Bill Kelly Show, AM 900 CHML and Cable 14.